This was food that was set aside, muksa. Let's say you put the grapes on top to dry out to become raisins. So he holds, oymed olam al muksa, first thing to stand upon these raisins that are ready, about to be dried out, Erev Shabbos, Bishvias, Erev Shabbos on the seventh year of Shemitah, the Yerman, he says, Mikan ani yechel omocher. In other words, we're talking about again, these grapes are muksa. Because you have your grapes that before Shabbos, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you took them up to the roof to dry out to become raisins. So kolzman, they're drying out, they're not edible, they're not usable, it's muksa. Now at the beginning of Shabbos, they're not 100% dried out yet, they're almost dried out. So before Shabbos, you go up there and say, Mikanan yechel omocher, from these raisins I want to eat tomorrow, the Blessed says that's enough. That makes it not muksa anymore. The Chomar Nechom say, Ad Sheyirshim. It's not enough just to say, I want to be able to eat these raisins tomorrow, but you have to make a Rishimi, you have to go. Rashi says, Ad Sheyirshim Simin. You have to make a Simin, a sign, on which raisins you plan to eat tomorrow. The Yoyme Mikan V'yatkan. You have to say exactly which raisins you want to use tomorrow. Otherwise, in other words, you're not going to eat them all tomorrow. Some of them you're not going to eat. So you want to be making them now. So Rav Lezer, the Chum say, Rashi says, ain't Breira. We don't, can't choose now which ones you can eat tomorrow. Now it's Pashat, Rav Lezer holds Breira. That's true, you don't know how many you can eat tomorrow. So just saying today, whichever ones I want to eat tomorrow, they should be prepared for me. And tomorrow when you go and eat, gesundheit, eat your 10, 15 raisins. And those are the ones we say, Huvra Dovla Machreya, that yesterday, those are the ones you had in mind to eat. And the other ones that you're not eating, they remain, they're muksa. The Chum say, no, we don't hold from Breira here. Therefore, in order to make it not muksanas, right now in Erev Shabbos, the raisins were not finished yet. They were not dried out completely. If they were completely dried out in oichel food, so there's no muksa. We have before, even if you don't have in mind to eat it. But by itself, when it becomes edible, it's food again, and it's not muksa. So here we're talking about on Erev Shabbos, it wasn't edible yet. Well, a lot of people won't need it yet. You knew right now you're going to have to wait till tomorrow Shabbos afternoon first to be able to eat it. So really, at the beginning of Shabbos, it should have been muksa. But if you go down on Friday and say, no, I have in mind teeth from these raisins tomorrow, it's not muksa. Now it's only a shiloh. How do you do it? So Chum say, you have to say exactly which ones to make a sign on it. The Blessed says, no, it's enough just to say, mikan, from these bunch, I want to eat some of them tomorrow. And the Mishnah also says, Shvi, it's talking about the seventh year of Shemitah. We'll see why. The Mishnah says, Tnan Hosam. We learned over there, Mishnah in Maisris, that Tinoikus, a kid, Shetomnu Tainim Erev Shabbos. He hid, he had some Tainim, he had some figs. He had some figs on Erev Shabbos, and he hid them. V'shochachoy v'lo Yisroi. And he did not take off Trumas and Maisis from it. Is lo Moitzoy Shabbos, on Moitzoy Shabbos lo Yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat from them. Elim Kein Yisro. Unless you first take off Trumas and Maisis from it. Now what's the Chiddush here? Let's see Rashi. Tinoikoy Shetomnu Tainim. Bisodoy beginning. We're talking about now you only have these figs in your field. You didn't bring into the house yet. Liachila Shabbos. Now the kid hid it in the field for the purpose of eating it on Shabbos. That's why he hid them. Vishachoy v'lo Yisra. Now really, now I take off Trumas and Maisis on Shabbos. So really, the kid should have taken it off Erev Shabbos. But he forgot to. So Loch is now lo yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat from it now, even an Achilas Arai. Even a little snack, you can't eat from it now before you take off Trumas and Maisis. Now the chiddush is fiyaf agav the kaim alone. Ein atevel meschay b'maisel yechla chilas arvay. Atchira pnei abayis oy pnei achotzer b'bav mitziyah b'soyach v'sapoylim. Even though to take a small snack from the food, you're allowed to take an achilas arvay. Calls the man the fruits do not enter your house or come into your chotzer. Calls the man is still in the fields. There's no chiyav yet with your eyes to take off trumas and maisus. You're allowed to take a snack from it. That should have been the halacha. But here, the kid set aside these foods, this fruit, to eat on Shabbos, even though it's still in the fields, it didn't come into the house yet. But since the kid set it aside for Suda Shabbos, the klal is, Achila Shabbos Chashuva. That what you eat on Shabbos is a chashuva, an important eating. The Arai Shilo Arei Kukva, even a snack you take on Shabbos, has the look like a kva, like a real Suda, which is awesome, and there are abundant teeth from it before you take off Trumas and Maestras. These kids hid the fruit in order to eat it on Shabbos. For Yehukva, the fact they set it aside for Shabbos, it's kaveh, you're not allowed to eat from it now until you take off Trumas and Maisus. So there's a lot of chidushim here. One chidush is, why does it say, Tinoikus Rashi says, told us the chidush, that a kid has a machshava, they maisa machiach. Even though it's only a kid, his machshava usually doesn't help. where it does an action that's mochiach, we see from his action that he meant, like, why did he hide it for? He hid it for the purpose of eating it tomorrow. Then it's called a good hachana, and he's put it aside for Shabbos. So the halacha is now, you're not allowed to eat these fruits now until you take off Trumas and Maisus. That's the chiddush here. We also learned Hamavir Tainim Bechatzeroi. If somebody takes figs through his chatzir, Liktzais Bonav Ubnei Beisai Ochlim Amarai. If you bring the fruit, the figs through your chatzir, Liktzais Trashi Liav Shalasas Men Ktzias. That you bring them into your chatzir now to dry them out there. Liachas Nasak Ktzias Dorsim Beagle. And after you dry out these figs, then you make it into a pie like. So the locher is Bonav Ubnei Beisai Ochlim Hem. Even though it came into the chotzer, but since it's not nigmar malachta yet, you didn't finish what you want to do with these fruits. Like, it's not in its final state yet. You still want to make it into an eagle, into a pie, by drying it out. So that's called loid nigmar malachta. It wasn't finished yet. So therefore, bonav b'nei beis echle amarai. The locher is, you're allowed to eat from it, arai. A small snack you're allowed to take from it. Upturim yepotam trumas and isis. As even though you brought it into your chotzer, so when is your chotzer kaveir with lamaiser? Only if it's nigma malachtai. But here, it's not nigma malachtai, it's not finished yet. The fruit, the product is not finished yet. You're allowed to eat from it. Now, boy minei rov, rov has a shadow like this. Boy minei rov around Nachman. Shabbos, when you have these fruits now on Shabbos, again, you brought these dates into your house before Shabbos. And now you want to eat it on Shabbos. Ma'o she tikva. Mukse lamaiser. Now, what about on Shabbos? Do we say a Sudish Shabbos is kaveh that you can't eat it without taking off Meiser, even though it has two chasreinus here? That it wasn't nigmar malachta yet. What's the locha? Mi amrina, do we say, since the pasuk says, v'keros l'shabbos einig, eating something on Shabbos called kfa, it's called a gzunta, a choshev, an important eating, v'afilu b'dovr shlo nigmar malachtoi. Even though the food itself is not nigmar malachtoi, you didn't finish its stage yet, the food is not in its stage of a dried out fig yet, in its pie form. It's in the process of being dried out, so it's not finished yet. But, and usually when the food is not finished yet, you are allowed to eat from it, all right. You are allowed to take a snack from it. There's no chi of trumas amaisa yet. But maybe now on Shabbat, at the Sudah Shabbat is a choshev achila, maybe it's awesome. Oy Dilma, maybe no. That bedavu shenigma malachtoi kova. When do we say food, even out in the fields? If you set it aside for Shabbos, you can't eat it without taking off trumas amaisa. That's only because the fruits are koponim was nigma malachtoi. It's a mile of the fruit by itself was a finished product. It's only a sermon that wasn't brought into the house yet. Now we say, since it's set aside for the Asudah Shabbos, it's called the kva, it's called mechayiv and trumas amaisus. But maybe bedovish and nigma malachtoi lekova. But maybe something here, the food is not in a finished product yet, the figs are not dried out yet, maybe even on Shabbos, you're still allowed to eat from it, achilas arai, without taking off trumas amaisus. So that's the suffix. The achilas on Shabbos is the mechayiv trumas amaisus, even on food that was loy nigma malachtoi. Omalei, so he answered back, yes. Shabbos koivas. Eating fruits, eating these food on Shabbos, is such a choshev achila Shabbos, that no matter what you eat, it's kavas, it says you're not allowed to eat it now, before you take off trumas amaisus. Bein b'dover shenigmur malachtoi, even if it's nigmur, and then the chiddush would be out in the fields before it came into the house, that on the weekdays you're allowed to take a snack from it, and achilas arvai is mutter, even if the fruits were finished. But Kozman, they didn't see the house yet, you're allowed to eat an arvai, on Shabbos you're not allowed to, and bein b'dover shenigmur malachtoi, even like here you have these figs that you want to dry them out and make it into a pie, since you didn't finish it yet. It's l'nigma malachtoi, that the locher is you are allowed to eat arai from it. There's no chiyuv trumas amaisus yet. But on Shabbos it's also. The achila yid on Shabbos is such a choshev achila that it's called an achilas kva, that you can't eat it before you take off trumas amaisus. Omalei, he answered back, v'yema, let's say, Shabbos dumi the chotzer. Maybe Shabbos is only as strong as the din of a chotzer is. Ma chotzer, just like when you bring the food into your chotzer. When do we say you can't eat from without taking off truma samaisris? Ain't a kavas elabadovishni gumalachtoi. There it's only kavas, only nechayiv you if the fruit or the food is finished already. If it's in its final state, and now you bring it into the chotzer where the bayis, now you're mechuyiv, you can't eat even hour without taking off truma samaisris. That's the koyach of a chotzer. Only when the fruits are finished. But if the fruits are not on the final stage yet, like here, you want to still dry out the figs and eat it like a dvela, like a pie, it's not mechayiv you in truma samaisus. So maybe yav Shabbos le'tik fellow v'davish nigvim alachtoi. Maybe the same thing, the koyach of Shabbos, tachila Shabbos, is also only kavas if it's a finished product. But here where the dates are not dried out yet, maybe it's not kavas. How do you know to say so far? Omele, he answered back, limo darachub yodenu. I have a very strong learning in my hands. Orach, it's prepared already. Shah Shabbos, that this halacha, Shah Shabbos kevas. The achilu what you do on Shabbos, it's a choshev achilu, bein bedovish nigvim malachtoi. Whether the fruits are finished already, just the chsorim was, it's not, it's in the field, it didn't come into the house yet. Bein bedovish nigvim malachtoi. Even if you have the fruits in your chotzer, but it wasn't finished yet, you have these dates that are not dried out yet, still Shabbos is kevas. Oma mazutra breder Rav Nachman. He just said, orach, like I have a learning. He didn't tell him from where and what. He just said, that's where I was mekabel for my Rebbe. Now, Oma mazutra breder Rav Nachman, afan anamatanina. We also have a fairish raya for this halacha. What says now Mishnah, v'yoydom Rav Leza. Oy meidom ala muksa. A person can stand on the muksa on this food that's not finished yet. Erev Shabbos, v'shvias. And he has to say which foods he wants to eat. Right? And we say, if he says before Shabbos, he wants to eat these raisins, even though it's muks, it's not dried out yet, if you say you want to eat these raisins tomorrow, you're allowed to eat them. Now, time of the Shvius. Why does the Mishnah say the case was talking about Shvius on Shemitah, the seventh year? Why punk Shvius? Why not any other year? The lav bari surihu. The reason is because on Shvius, you don't have to take off truma samaisris. That's why you're allowed to eat these raisins on Shabbos. Again, we're talking about the grapes you put up on the roof to dry Thursday. And the mice of Friday, it's still muksa, they're not dried out yet. So the Mishnah says, if you come on Friday, Erev Shabbos, and say that even though they're not dried out yet, but I want to eat them tomorrow, so you take away the issa muksa. And the Mishnah says, the case is on Shvius. Why punk Shvius? Because Shvius is no chiv truma samaisus. Ha b'shah shnei shvua, but if it would have been one of the other years of the Shemitah years, that you have to take off truma samaisus, you should know you'd be us to eat those raisins on Shabbos. My timer, why not? L'churas muksa, since you said Friday you won't eat the raisins, it's not muksa anymore. You're telling us now it's food for you. So why won't you ever be able to eat these raisins on Shabbos? Lav mishum de Shabbos kavua. Because since you won't eat it on Shabbos, even though the raisins are not dried out yet completely, it's not nigma malachtoi, but since you won't eat it on Shabbos, the achila Shabbos is so choshev, you can't eat it without taking off truma samaisris. So there's a raya from our Mishnah. Maybe there's no raya from the Mishnah. Shani Hosma, Mishnah's talking about, Kivan diyom mikan, ani oichel lomochor kovaloi alavei. Here it's worse. Since he asked to say the Farish which raisins you want to eat tomorrow, the fact you picked them out and says, yes, this and this I'm going to eat, that's mashivit asachoshev achilam. Maybe that's why you can't eat without taking up trumas to maizus. But just on Shabbos wouldn't be that way. Fred Gemari Hochi, my year is Shabbos afilo b'chol nami. Why is it talking about Shabbos then? If you tell him it's such a svara, even chalosma should be such a chiddush. Ha kamash malon te tevel muchen oetz haShabbos. Shemava v'tikne mesukin. Agav, the Mishnah wants to talk about Shabbos, tells another chiddush. That even though it's tevel, and tevel uchuri nalarid on Shabbos, because it's ostetated, but you should know if by accident somebody comes and fixes up the tevel, takes off trumas amaisis, you are allowed to be mesakin. All right, it's late. We'll continue on. We'll go over this last Gemara again next time. Shema, I'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf lamed dalad amid beis. We're on the bottom of the yomid. Just the last shaila was again was Shabbos. The food that you eat on Shabbos, nachilas arai, if you just take a small snack, is a kervas lamaiser. In other words, midiraisa dalach riz that calls the man the peiris that were grown in Eretz Yisrael, they not come into your chutz or into your house, or else the peiris are la nigmur malachtoi, and did not come into its final state that you want to eat it in, it's not mechuyiv mitrumas semaisa, so you're allowed to eat from it midiraisa. The Rabbanan said, though you're only allowed to eat an achilas arai, like a snack, but not to eat an achilas kva. So first the Gemara said that the food that you eat on Shabbos, the achilas arai is called like an achilas kva. since the pasuk says v'karasa l'shabbos oineg, see, even though the fruits do not come into your house yet, you're not allowed to eat from it even an aray, even a snack. Then the Gemara had a suffix. What about if the fruits were lo nigmu malachtoi? It didn't come into its final stage. Let's say you have figs that you still plan to dry them out and eat them when they're dried out, and they're not dried out yet. So the rice is not mechuyev in trumas demaisrus. What's the loch on Shabbos? Are you allowed to eat such peris on Shabbos or not? Is Shabbos also kvas lemaiser even on the fruits lo nigmu malachtoi? So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya for an al mishnah. Like you said before, the last Gemara was. Are you also have a raya from now Mishnah to this Yisoid? That V'yoydom Rebbelezer said on now Mishnah that Oymeid Odom Ala Muksa. A person's allowed to sit on these dried out raisins. In other words, it was Muksa. You put up grapes on top of your roof to dry out. And they were not completely dried out yet before Shabbos. Is now on Erev Shabbos B'Shvi'is. The Mishnah says you're allowed to stand on Erev Shabbos. This is the Shemitah year. And you're allowed to say, tomorrow I want to eat from these raisins. But since you say on Friday you want to eat from them, you make it not muksa, you'll not eat from it. So the diyuk is time of the shviya. Since the Mishnah is talking about on shviya on the Shemitah year, the lav bari surihu, there's no chiv to take off trumas and maisrus on Shemitah. That's why you're allowed to eat from these raisins. Ha b'shar shenei shavua, masma the other 6 years, that there is a chiv of trumas and maisrus, ha chinar me the yosar, that you're not allowed to eat from these raisins, even on achilas arai. The question is, my time, why not? Look, who are these raisins now? Were not nigma malachtoi. These raisins, first they were grapes, and you put them on top of your roof to dry out. Now they're not completely dried out yet. If they were completely dried out up already, they wouldn't be called muksa. So they're not completely dried yet, they're not called nigma malachtoi. Still was saying if it wouldn't be shvius, it would be the rest of the years, it would be also teach from it, even to take a snack from the pears. The question is, my timer, what's the reason? Lav mishum, the Shabbos kavor, isn't the pshat, because we're talking about now on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, even a snack that you eat in Achilas Arvay on Shabbos, even if the peiros were lenigmur malachtoi, still it's kavas lemaitz, you're not allowed to eat before you take off shumas and maitzus. So you have a raya from our Mishnah to this Yisoy. Mora says, loy, no, maybe that's not pshat in our Mishnah. I'll tell you, shani hosam, our Mishnah is different. Kivon diyoma, since you said, mikan ani yoichel lemochorim, since we're talking about now that you're preparing yourself and you're saying, tomorrow you're going to eat from these raisins, is kovalei alavayu. It's called your kavas. Since you said you're going to eat from it, it's a lashon like you plan to eat a lot from them. So therefore, it's kavas like you making it into achilus kva. You're taking a lot to eat. Therefore, the fact you said you want to eat from it tomorrow, that alone makes it that you are not allowed to eat from them without first taking off trumas or maisrus. But nothing to do with Shabbos. That's the Gemara's kashya. Now, ihochia, that's true. My iri Shabbos. What does the Mishnah say it's talking about on Shabbos? Afilu b'chel nami. The same chiddush would be on the chel on the weekday. That this year, that Shavuos, that Shemitah, is no chiyuv trumas and maisrus, you're allowed to eat from the fruits. Mashenka, in the rest of the years, you're not allowed to eat from these fruits before you take off trumas and maisrus. Samara says, true, it's taka right. It could have said the same chiddush on the weekday, but the reason why it says Shabbos here is for another chiddush. Hokamash molon, the tevel mulchin away till Shabbos. That tevel, in other words, the peiros before you took off trumas and maisrus. True, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off trumas and maisrus. So these peiros, the chura, are like muks, you're not allowed to eat them right now. So the chiddush is that shim ovar v'tiknoi mesukin. Let's say somebody did the aver on Shabbos. Somebody came and was mesakin, took off trumas and maisus from these peiros. The locher is mesukin. You're allowed to eat the peiros. That's the dig for the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah just says that on Shavuos you're allowed to. Mashma the other years you're not allowed to. Why? Because there's an issa trumas and maisus. But that's all because of the issa truma maisa. But mashma once you take off the trumas and maisus, you would be allowed to eat it even on Shabbos. That's the chiddush. Even though really it was also to do it. So Rashi speaks out, since it's only Yosem with the Rabbonin, that Rosh Trumas and Maisa is only Yosem with the Rabbonin, so something that's only Yosem with the Rabbonin does not become Muksa once you fix it. So that's the Chiddush here, Shemov, Avatiknoi Mesukin. So Rashi says that the Mishnah really should document the last two lines of Rashi, Habishan Shnei Shvu Eina Muchin. Inami oymedolam al muksa rashas b'shvius v'yomim mekan ani oichel amochem v'reize min amuchin v'takinim enoha b'shashtei shvuein amuchin. That's what the Mishnah should have said. Avol hashto lo yishamina medyuka denitzsa mishum muksa elu mishum maisa. But since the Mishnah does not so those lashonis, it's mashma the only reason why the Mishnah would be osur by the other years is because you did not take off the trumas and maisus. But mashma even on Shabbos, if you would take off the trumas and maisus, and echanami shemov avetikno is mesukin. Now the Gemara asks the question,